Welcome to the Relationship and Wellness Podcast with Nicola Beer. Nicola runs transformational breakthrough programs for individuals and couples and has several award-winning audio programs. She also runs a holistic life therapist certification program where you can get paid to guide clients to profound change and work from the comfort of your own home. For details, visit www.nicolabeer.com today. Please note, places are limited and are available on first-come, first-served basis.
Hi and welcome. So happy you're here. Today I'm going to be talking about how you can stop hurting yourself and your relationship by changing any negative thoughts and how powerful our thoughts are, because our thoughts affect our DNA. We're made to believe that DNA is the only thing that impacts how we look, from our eye colour to hair colour, and influences the person we become, including the likelihood of us developing health conditions or addictions. However, there is a lot more to the theory that DNA is responsible for such important parts of our human makeup. Dr. Bruce Lipton, a cell biologist, lecturer, and author of the bestseller, The Biology of Belief, 2008, found that DNA is not the deciding factor in who we are and how we develop as adults in terms of our health and makeup. In fact, he, from his study, found that DNA is shaped by external factors, like the kind of thoughts we process and how our cells absorb the energy from those thoughts and how that impacts us and how our cells interpret the messages from our thoughts and respond accordingly. So what am I saying? Our thoughts not only create our reality, they shape our DNA and have a huge impact on our body. Now I'm going to go a little bit scientific so I can explain it to you. And I really wanted to share this with you because the results are fascinating. And it's so important to know that we are creating our reality, the quality of our life, through our thoughts and through our beliefs. And if our thoughts and beliefs about ourselves, about relationships, about our health, about the future, and not in alignment of what we want, what we deserve, then we're going to struggle. And I'm going to share with you at the end how we can start to change those things so that you can live a happier, more freer, fuller life. And that will, of course, impact the relationship. Our DNA does not control who we become, and our thoughts are much more powerful than we realize. So that's really what I'm going to be explaining first. So Dr. Bruce Lipton conducted a study intensively of how cells function. He found that genetics or DNA doesn't affect the cell's operation. Instead, the environment did. The environment has a direct impact on cells in our body, and ultimately, it's the environment that determines our fate. So we need to change the environment if we want to change our lives. In the study, Dr. Bruce Lipton took a sample of identical cells from the same person, and he placed them into three different Petri dishes. He then added the three different synthetic environments to each dish that replicated parts of the human body. So in one dish he put muscle, another dish he put bone, another dish he put fat. And he wanted to see how the cells responded to these different environments. And the results were fascinating. In Petri dish A, the cells became muscle. In Petri dish B, the cells became bone. In Petri dish C, the cells became fat. So all identical cells evolved and changed based on the environment that they were put in. So our cells adapt to our environment. They change and they make up and copy that environment. He also found that even when you remove the nucleus, which is considered to be the genetic part that controls a cell, it did not negatively impact the cell. The cell continued to receive information and was able to continue functioning as normal without it. So he has the cells, and then the part that's meant to be the DNA, the nucleus, took that out, but the cells were still responding and functioning as they're meant to be. So it's not the DNA that affects our cells. So I apologise if you're wondering, where is Nicola going with this? Why am I learning about cells? And what's this got to do with thinking and thoughts? Well, Dr. Bruce Lipton, through his decades of studies, found that it's not our genes and DNA that control the cells around our body, it's the environment. And this means that we're not predetermined to have the same fate as our parents because of our genes. It's more the environment. It's more the beliefs that we may have adopted from them that create similar patterns. If we copy and adopt their thoughts, if we don't change our thoughts and take on their beliefs about life, about themselves, onto us, then we will create a similar pattern. So to explain the whole thought process, let me read what Dr. Bruce shares in his lectures. So just imagine that you're sitting there with your eyes closed, or you can do this with me if you want to. So just sit with your eyes closed for a moment, and then open your eyes and see someone you love. When you see someone you love, your mind holds a picture of love. A picture of love in the mind is then translated by the brain into very specific chemistry, a state of love. The brain releases dopamine for pleasure into the blood. The brain then releases oxytocin into the blood, which is a chemical that helps us to bind to the source of love that we're experiencing. The experience of love also releases another chemical into the medium, into the blood, a growth chemical called vasopressin. And this helps us to become more attractive so that our partner sticks with us even more. Another very important factor released by our brain while receiving love is a different growth hormone, which by its name does exactly what it says. It influences our growth. That result is that the chemistry of the body's natural cultural medium, blood, is adjusted by the perception of the mind. The same person could open their eyes and instead of seeing love, see something that scares them. This will then have a completely different biological chemical response in that person. So when we're in a state of fear, our brain releases chemicals that are directly linked with anxiety, stress, and fear, which are known as stress hormones or inflammatory agents. This is what causes us to have physical reactions that we do when we're scared, stressed, or anxious. For example, sweating, pounding heart, breathing heavier, entering the fight or flight mode, or freezing up. Additionally, Dr. Bruce found that this state of fear actually inhibits cellular growth because of the body's energy being used for the fight or flight mode. This also explains why people who suffer from chronic stress develop many sicknesses. It's a result of their environment affecting the cell growth and the function in their bodies. So many couples that I work with, in fact, probably every couple that I work with, at some level, there's been many negative, unhelpful thoughts for a long period of time. If you feel annoyed, resentful, depressed, alone, taken for granted, you're creating a negative environment in your body with your thoughts. The good thing is that thoughts can be changed. We can change our DNA by changing our environment. Many of us picked up limiting beliefs about ourselves or about life from our childhood. This is not to blame our parents, merely to recognize that most of our beliefs don't even belong to us. If we believe relationships are hard, life is a struggle, then it will be. If we believe I'm unlovable or there are so many things to worry about and we get worried and stressed, we're going to create physical symptoms. This is supported by the work of Dr. Joe Dispenza, which I'm sure many of you have heard of. He's the best-selling author in many books, runs retreats, and is a leader in the field of neuroscience and helping people to change their world by changing their thoughts. He explains that the strongest and the most powerful thoughts that we have, they create strong chemical changes, which supports the work of Dr. Bruce Lipton. This then affects our body. And what happens over time is that the thoughts can become so habitual. Let's say, for example, guilt, anger, regret, resentment, rejection. If you're used to feeling those feelings and you're creating those chemicals, shifts in your body by having those thoughts about your relationship, what will happen is you'll get so used to it that you won't even know what the thought is or what the emotion is because it's just so used to it being part of you. And sadly, this is what I see when I work with couples or when I work with individuals where they say, I can't feel love. I can't feel anything. I feel numb. I'm not excited about anything. I just don't feel. Because they become so used to feeling their emotion of whatever that habitual emotion is. And this becomes subconscious process when it becomes habitual. When the thoughts are on repeat again and again, it conditions the body. So if you've conditioned your body to feel anger or anxious or resentment, then what happens is the body becomes the mind and emotions. The good thing is that just like we can create a physical response, an emotional response by the certain thoughts we think, and this can impact us negatively, it can also impact us positively. If we can focus on feeling love, if we can focus on the future that we want for our relationship life, if we can focus on the connection, the passion, the positive things that we want to happen, because our brain doesn't know the difference between something real or something imagined, you can switch from being focused on your past and going over and playing over your past, which is creating all these negative thoughts and feelings and patterns, physical body responses like stress, stomach problems, aches, pains. We can create, with habitual, repetitive way of thinking, the release of positive thoughts, creating positive chemical changes, having you feel whole, alive, and joyful again. So the best thing you can do right now, knowing this, is to flood your mind with positive, empowering thoughts. I use guided meditations and hypnotherapy tracks to help transform my mindset and help others to do the same. I have two free ones on my website, the self-love and self-confidence boosting one you can download, and forgiving and letting go in your relationship and having a happy relationship, which you can also go and download for free on my website. And if you really like those, or if you want to have more for exercise motivation, anxiety, social confidence, sexual confidence, feeling more positive, feeling happier, loving yourself, then you can check out my Manifest While You Rest. It's an audio program with 30 different tracks in it to shift your thinking in many different ways. It's only $97 on special offer at the moment. So if you like listening to guided meditations, or if you never tried them, try the free ones. If you like them, then they're a really great way to start to change your thinking. Hypnotherapy really helped Derek, who was seeking anger management. Derek really believed that his temper and stomach and back problems were a result of his genes, that his father was loud, angry, and aggressive, and he got it from him. He believed his hot-bloodedness, as he called it, was in his DNA, and that the back issues and stomach issues both his parents had, so something that he will have to suffer with too. He didn't have a relationship with his father because of the way he was violent towards his mother growing up. The domestic violence had caused their family to split. Derek didn't want to be like his father and ruin his own family life. So he finally reached out for help after smashing his phone against the wall and breaking his foot by kicking the bed frame so hard in an argument with his wife. I reassured Derek that I've had great success with helping people to change thoughts and particularly getting rid of anger patterns at the subconscious level. I've noticed that everything can be changed when we work with the subconscious mind and change our habitual way of thinking. Many people, in fact, that sign up for my individual breakthrough program, the 3-day process, have anxiety, depression, lack social confidence, or low self-esteem. And they tend to blame their DNA. They came to say, well, my mum was on antidepressants, or my uncle's on antidepressants, or my dad had some anxiety, or this runs in the family. And when we do that, people stop looking at their life, they stop looking to change their life, and they go for medication. And I've got nothing against medication, but some of the time people can actually change their whole life without it, or use the medication, change their life, and then come off it when they're ready. It doesn't have to be passed on. And I really see this a lot when it comes to physical health and mental health. It's a real shame when people just stay stuck where they are and don't even try because they just believe it's in the DNA. I facilitated several sessions with Derek where we focused on clearing the negative thought loops that created his angry outbursts. We got rid of the resentment that he played in his head regularly, that sense of unfairness he felt, the anger towards himself. He didn't like himself. He was annoyed at where he was in life. He didn't feel he had had the financial success that he was meant to have had. And he felt let down by those he loved. Derek had also gone off sex with all the stress he was causing in his body. He just had no desire. He didn't like himself. He didn't want to be seen. He didn't want to be touched. And he felt like he was failing his wife. He identified himself as having a short temper and being hot-blooded. And because of this, he just accepted this is the way that he would always be. So with all these negative beliefs, it was pretty much impossible for him to be happy. So we cleared these so that Derek could be free, start to see his worth, and start to live his life in a more fun way. I helped him to switch the way he thought about himself, about life, about his relationship, and to trigger a more calm, peaceful way of responding to things that did upset him. When I do this, the first day is always understanding the emotions and the beliefs. The second day is clearing, and the third day is creating new habits, thoughts, and actions. Derek found that the best way to release his anger was to use physical exercise. Boxing and walking really supported him. And then when he felt fitter and more confident, he started playing football again. His wife noticed a change in him. There was a calmness, there was a gentleness, there was a kindness. He smiled more, and this enabled them to reconnect and get their sex life back. And then for 3 months, Derek would email me every week on his progress, sharing how his thoughts were getting more and more positive, how his relationship was getting better, and how his physical health was also improving. And it's amazing when those things happen. So that's the first thing that you can do. You can use hypnotherapy and guided meditation. Knowing the impact our thoughts have on our DNA, behaviours and actions is a no-brainer that these kind of therapies will really help to rewire your thoughts. When you download one of my free ones, or if you decide to get the course, choose one and listen to it every single day for 3 weeks, 21 days. And this will then start to change those habitual way of thinking. If you just do it once, it's not going to have that impact. And that's why even when people hire me to create one specifically for them and all the beliefs that they want in their life, or when couples hire me to do that for them, I always give the recording. Because if you've been thinking a long way all of your life, to change that, we need to repeat the positive way of thinking over a certain amount of time. So this is really, really key. And hypnotherapy can be used for healing the body. I have a lot of people reach out to me where they want to heal. A lot of people come for panic attacks, fertility, all different kinds of reasons. And it really just helps you to affect your physical body by releasing good thoughts, which create good positive chemicals, and taking away those stress-related chemicals. And really interesting, the University of New Hampshire's official health education found that regular guided meditation has a huge positive effect on a person's blood pressure, cravings for alcohol or nicotine, improved focus and attention span, and higher quality relationships. So it really does affect every area of your life. So that's one thing you can do. Another thing you can do is to incorporate positive affirmations into your daily routine. So what exactly is an affirmation? When you think about it, when you affirm something, it means you're confirming that something exists or is truthful. Affirmations can be both positive and negative thoughts, which then subsequently impact your state of mind accordingly. For example, repeating that you are happy, healthy, and successful can push you to think more positively, give you more energy to become successful, and improve your physical and mental well-being. Additionally, repetition of negative thoughts or sayings can impact our mood and our ability to do things. For example, I'll never be attractive enough. Our marriage will never be happy again. It's too late for me to be successful. Time is running out. These will all influence our mood, put pressure and stress on us, make us feel low or lethargic, holding us back from reaching our goals in life. Thinking negatively and saying negative things to yourself isn't your fault. The things we say or think are a result of our upbringing, our beliefs and our experiences. This is not to blame our parents. If your parents didn't know how to love themselves or how to be gentle and kind, then it would be impossible for them to pass that on to you. They were most likely mirroring how they were treated And it wouldn't be surprising if it's been difficult for you to love yourself or to be gentle and kind. Many children that were shown tough love or simply left to their own devices and not given much attention adopt beliefs like, I'm not good enough, I don't deserve happiness, or lack confidence. Children that are smothered also are taught to be scared of everything. So don't hold on to any anger or guilt towards yourself if you recognise that you have many negative thoughts. This will only hold you back further. The good thing, as I've said before, is that these are only thoughts, and thoughts can be changed. In my 3-day breakthrough process, we change around 25 to 50 negative thoughts and beliefs, freeing a person. So take some time to sit down and think about your most negative thoughts. Write them down, and next to them, write down positive affirmations that counteract the negative thoughts. And then take those positive affirmations and place them somewhere that you can see them. Somewhere close to your bed or by your bathroom mirror when you're cleaning your teeth or on the dashboard in your car so that you can see them regularly. And then read them every day, both morning and night if you can. That's why it can be useful to put them in lots of different places. It could just simply be, I am enough, I love myself, I love my life. Or whatever it is for you. Some people find it easy to write notes on their phone and then have a reminder go off to remind them to do it every day. Repeating the positive affirmations, just like repeating the guided meditations or hypnotherapy tracks, will really support you to change the way that you think. This will then affect your physical body and your emotional state. To live a great life, we must take control of the way that we think. So I hope this podcast was interesting for you. Many people believe that their fate is down to their DNA and their genes, that they're given by their parents. However, this is not 100% true. And if we believe it, we're not going to change anything and we're going to become a victim. And when we become a victim, we don't challenge the thoughts, we don't challenge anything, and we just accept our place and our position in life. And if it's not a good one, then it needs to be changed. If you feel like this is resonating with you and you would like to find out more about my breakthrough program, you can email me, nb@nicolabeer.com. I can send you some more information, and then once you've read it, we can book a call and discuss where you're at right now and where you want to be and what are your goals for the future. I absolutely love doing the breakthrough sessions, and when a couple do it together, it's fantastic. And I don't mean they do the breakthrough program at the same time, because it's an individual process. But sometimes, rather than doing marriage coaching, if a couple individually have a breakthrough, work on themselves, they get the best results. Because the marriage coaching will change the marriage, whereas the breakthrough changes all areas of your life and how you feel about yourself, your future, your relationship, your health, your work, everything comes into it. And when couples are individually the best version of themselves, when they love themselves, when they feel good about themselves, when they feel happy when they wake up in the morning, when they are not holding on to anger or guilt or sadness or hurt or regret or fear, they're going to be really present for each other. And I see this time and time again. They just feel amazing, and it can really bring back that spark and joy to life. So I'd love to share more about it if you feel that this could help you. Thank you so much for listening. I think it's such an important topic, and do check out and get the free hypnotherapy guided meditations on my website if you would like to. Also, do join the Facebook group, because there's lots of meditations that I give in there, changing the thinking, clearing negativity, clearing resentment, feeling good about yourself. Because the more you love yourself, every area of your life gets better. I know it's a bit of a cliche, but it's really, really true. From my heart to yours, thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Relationship and Wellness Podcast with Nicola Beer. If you are interested in finding out more about becoming a holistic life therapist, would like to get Nicola's mentorship directly, or check out the award-winning audio programs, visit www.nicolabeer.com today. Subject to availability, a waitlist may apply.